At Chick-fil-A in Charleston, breakfast with Santa is in full swing. One of the families here are the Roops.
Bailey is 5 and Taylor is 2.
The Roops say around the holidays they eat a lot more appetizers and special drinks like punch and hot chocolate. I asked them if the treats made it harder for them to stay healthy.
I think it's a lot harder during the holidays, and it's not that the foods are so much different, it's just that there's always so much more sitting around. So she makes like a lot of different cookies and pastries and things like that, and they're always sitting on the counter. So you always just have to have one when you walk by.
Amanda Roop chimes in.
Unfortunately, my New Year's resolution, everybody's is like, lose weight. Mine's not to gain weight. So seriously, I'm serious as a heart attack. Like, that's what I really tell people.
Amanda Roop might be on to something. Recent studies show that while holiday weight gain isn't huge, about 1.3 pounds in the United States, it can take up to 5 months to lose that weight again. If you gain 1.3 pounds every year and don't lose it, that means you're racking up an extra 13 pounds a decade.
It's good to enjoy these foods and to enjoy the celebration, the holiday surrounding the food, but eating a large amount doesn't make it any more special.
That's nutritionist Kristen McCartney, a supplemental nutrition assistance program educator for West Virginia's Extension Program. She says enjoying the foods you like in smaller amounts can be just as satisfying as gorging yourself on holiday favorites. In other words,
portion control.
Are there any foods that are like a total no-no from a nutritional perspective that people are really popular, but it's just like, oh my gosh, stay away?
I really try to encourage people to not make foods off limits, because as soon as you do that, then there's a tendency to kind of overdo those things, those foods. So I really think any food can fit into a healthy diet as long as you're managing your portions appropriately.
McCartney pauses and then says if there's one thing we could live without, it's soda and other sugary beverages.
And it's something that tends to add a lot of calories throughout the year. So switching to water is a really easy way to kind of eliminate those extra calories that we get from those.
Back at Chick-fil-A, Jonathan Roop says that tactic worked for him.
Basically, I lost probably like 24-25 pounds, and it was for I just cut out all sugary drinks and limited portions significantly.
About 2 weeks before the Breakfast with Santa event, nutritionists are testing recipes for an upcoming cooking class at the WVU Charleston Extension office.
I just seeded and deveined my jalapeno pepper, and now I'm going to do, I'm going to seed the banana pepper and dice that, and then we're going to add, once our skillet heats up over there with the olive oil, we're going to add the peppers and onions to the pan, cook those a little bit until they're translucent, and then we're going to add our potatoes and then the rest of our ingredients.
That's Gina Wood, a registered dietitian who works with McCartney. She adds a couple tips for people to try when attempting to stay healthy during the holidays.
What are the ways that I try to maintain my health all year round and kind of sticking to those habits during the holiday season? It's of course more difficult, but you still have to make exercise a priority. You still have to get regular meals that are well balanced.
The nutritionists say that shopping is a good example. When you're out trying to get those last few presents, make sure to bring a healthy snack with you. That way, if you get stuck out longer than you were expecting, you aren't reaching for the holiday Starbucks drink or a Big Mac, but can tide yourself over until you get home. Also, just try keeping on schedule. If you're having a big lunch or big dinner, don't skip your previous meals, because then you're going to eat even more. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Kara Lofton.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from the Benedum Foundation.